Welcome to Keeping It Real's podcast, where we believe in real hope, real love, and a real God. We pray that this message encourages you and builds your faith.
Some of you know, live for Jesus. It takes courage. It takes guts, man. It's you got to fight, and definitely being a pastor. And so, Pastor Gino, thank you for your faithfulness, and we'd like to welcome you up. Let's give him a big hand as he comes.
Hallelujah. Before I minister, I want my beautiful wife to come and share a word of testimony. Caught her off guard. Amen.
Well, praise God. Forgive me. I have to have a cough drop in my mouth because I'm dealing with a cold right now. But you guys are so blessed. That you guys have an awesome worship group. My goodness. You guys should thank God for what you have. You know, I was just telling the church earlier today about the story of King David and when he went out to battle, and he won tens of thousands of men. He had victory over them, and he was dancing before the Lord, and he had no shame. He had no shame to dance before God and without clothing. He was dancing before the Lord, and his wife, Micah, right? she despised it because she thought it was undignified. And I pray that we as the people of God do not think it's undignified to let yourself go. How many of us danced in clubs? How many of us went out and had no shame? We got drunk, we got high, we did what we wanted, and we danced like we didn't care. Throw your hands up in the air like you just don't care, you know? Stuff like that, right? And we were loud, and we were, you know, you should let the joy of the Lord come forth out of you. You have an awesome group here. If I were all of you seem pretty young. I always tell my kids, if I were in this age, at your age, I would be all over this altar dancing and jumping. I jump as I'm 52 years old, and I help my daughter in worship, and I'm jumping up and down because I don't care. The joy of the Lord, it comes out in worship, and it don't let it stop you. Don't let anything, like, you know, people looking at you, or maybe you think that's undignified, I'm too old for that. No, you're not. You're not too old. You're never too old to worship God with all your heart. You're never too old to jump up and down and praise God with a loud shout. Amen. To let you guys are young. Let the community know that there's a church alive here. Amen. And let them know that you love the Lord with all your heart. I'm not saying you don't, but let it show. Don't be ashamed to let it show. Amen. And appreciate what you have here. It's awesome. It's awesome. We're believing God for my daughter's being raised up. She's turning 20, and she's being raised up, and God's developing her. But we hope to have what you have. It's awesome. So bless the Lord and thank him for what you have. Thank him for your pastors, that your pastor would take off and go do a work in Africa and follow the voice of God and go help out the people in Africa. Pray for your pastors. Help you, Pastora Viola here. Help her. Be a help to her. Offer yourself to her. Help her with everything that she might need. Ask her. Don't be afraid to ask her. Don't be afraid to let God use your life to help the ministry here. Get involved. I'm sure they have many things for you young people to do. And maybe, you know, sometimes, you know, the children's ministry is the hardest thing to get people into. But, you know, you guys can get in there too. If you love the Lord, I don't know if they do it here, but if you love God, that's all you got to do is love God, right? And be available. God loves an available heart. So offer yourself. Help this church grow. Amen. Help it grow. Be a part of the growth. Be a part of the blessing God is pouring out in this. God is pouring out his spirit, amen? And he's pouring out his grace and his love. And he has plans for you guys. So let him. You know, when I got involved in ministry, I took a step of faith. God, when I got saved in my home. I didn't get saved in a church. I got saved at home. Over the radio, through a radio station, a Bible study. I didn't enter a church until like I was 5 months in the Lord. But I grew through Bible studies and through the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. So I knew God, I knew the calling that God had called me to. God told me that I'd be in the position I am today. But he told me I would teach women. One of my first ministry when I went into the church was children. That's the first ministry that God offered me in the church. And I took it because although I said, God, you didn't call me to teach children, you called me to teach women.
Come on.
He told me, yeah, go through the process, step by step. You're faithful in the little, I'll put you over much. Amen? So offer yourself. Let God take you step by step to your calling. Amen? You all have a calling in this house, every one of us. And you all have giftings. So let the Lord bring them out and share them. Don't hide your gifts. Don't sit on your gifts. Amen? Let God bring them out of you to help the church grow. Amen?
Amen. I want to thank Pastor Reggie and Pastora Viola for the invitation. So blessed to be here. Really, really good spirit in here. Amen. How many feel the spirit of the Lord? Amen. And the freedom and the liberty. And I know God is doing great things. Love the worship team. You have an awesome worship team. Man, appreciate your worship team. Amen. It's not easy to find a good worship team. And so you guys are really, really, really blessed. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to James chapter 1, verse 5. And I want to minister. The title of my sermon this afternoon is, if you don't know what to do, I mean, there's sometimes we don't know what to do. The answer is pray. If you don't know what to do, pray. James 1:5, say amen if you're there. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. I want to read out of the Amplified Bible. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom to guide him through a decision or a circumstance, he is to ask of God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. Let's pray. Father, we give you all the glory. We thank you for your presence that's in this house, Father. The anointing that's here, the presence that's here, Lord Father. And we ask, God, that you continue to move. God, move me out of the way, Lord. And God, I pray that you would deliver and set free and change and let your word penetrate, Father. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. And Living Word Family says, or Keep It Real Family says, amen. Amen. We're all family. Hallelujah.
Sorry about that.
Can you guys see me all right? I know I'm a little short. One of the brothers said, if the sun's hitting you, ask them to move out the pulpit, but I'm short, so the sun's going over my head. Amen. In our text, James is talking about wisdom. How many need the wisdom of God? He's talking about the wisdom of God that guides our life, that directs us and leads us, especially in making decisions. How many know we make a lot of decisions? There are circumstances and trials and difficulties and hardships that you and I face. And James is talking about that in those times that in prayer we can ask God for his leading, his guiding, and his direction. How many know God is faithful to give us wisdom? I like what Pastor Little Reggie was saying earlier, that, you know, God is faithful. And how many know God is faithful? And the Bible says that he gives, when we ask, that he's willing to give to you and I generously. And we need the wisdom of God. And James is talking about a godly wisdom, not an earthly wisdom, not a human wisdom, not an intellect wisdom, but the wisdom that James is talking about this afternoon, he's talking about a godly wisdom, a wisdom that comes from heaven, a divine wisdom. James 1:5 in the Message Bible says, if you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. How many know God loves to help? You'll get his help and won't be condescending to you when you ask for it. He says, if you don't know what to do, if you're in the middle of making a decision, if you're in the middle of hardship and trials and circumstance, he says, ask our Father in heaven, and he's willing, amen, he's more than willing to come down and help you and I, and he won't look down on asking for us. We need the wisdom of God. How many of you, we need the wisdom of God as parents? We need the wisdom of God as spouses? We need the wisdom of God in ministry? The ability to discern what is right and what is wrong. And what is James saying in our text? He says, we have the ability to come to God. We have access to the throne of God. God opens his door to you and I, amen, and we can ask God for wisdom. How many have made some bad, horrible decisions? Many of us have made some horrible decisions, and some of the decisions that we've made, we're being affected today. That decision that you made 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you might be affected still by that decision today. Because how many know the decisions we make today will affect our tomorrow? And the reason why we made bad choices is because we weren't involved in prayer. There was no prayer. How many want to stop making bad decisions? We live life according to our wisdom. We live life according to our way. Amen. How we saw things instead of how God sees things. Proverbs 3:5 says these words, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Somebody say in all your ways. Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. That when we trust God and put our trust in him and not in our own understanding and our own wisdom, that we acknowledge Christ in all that we do. And all that we say and all the choices that we make, that the Bible says that he will direct us and he will guide us. The word wisdom means discernment, to discern things, to know what is right and what is wrong. In 2 Chronicles 1:7, the Bible says, that night God appeared to Solomon. God said, what do you want from me? And in verse 10, he says, give me wisdom and knowledge as I come and go among this people. For who on his own is capable of leading these, your glorious people? In our text, God came to Solomon in the middle of the night. And he asked Solomon, Solomon, whatever you want, I'll give you. God coming to Solomon in the middle of the night, asking Solomon, Solomon, whatever you want, I'll give you. And you know what Solomon prayed for? He said, God, give me wisdom. Give me a discerning heart to lead your people. Give me the ability to know what is right and wrong. How many know Solomon could have asked for a lot of things? I don't know about you, but if God came to me in the middle of the night and asked me what I wanted, wisdom would be the last thing on my list, probably. I would say, God, give me an endless amount of money. Hallelujah. Money's not the answer to everything, but money will solve a lot of things. Come on, somebody. What would you ask for if God came to you in the middle of the night and asked you, whatever you want, I'll give you? Some of you would ask for money. Come on. Don't get all holy in the house now. Come on. Can I keep it real? Keep it real. Some of you would be asking for a woman of 5'2", eyes of blue. Come on. Some of you will be asking for chulo. God, send me chulo with some green eyes and come on. But Solomon, he could ask for anything. But he asked for wisdom. And what James is telling us is that wisdom comes through prayer. Amen. Prayer, when you learn to pray, it teaches you how to fight. It teaches you how to make right decisions. It teaches you how to have discernment, amen, and to make the right choices. I want to look firstly as, what is God's wisdom? God's wisdom is living life through God's perspective. Living life from how God sees things. Living life, amen, through his eyes. When you have godly wisdom, you are, amen, living life through God's perspective. Amen. How God sees things. Because how many know God's point of view is different than our point of view? Can I get an amen? Amen. Before you became a Christian, before you got saved, you lived life how you wanted to live, right? You went wherever you wanted to go. You did whatever you did. Amen. You said whatever you wanted to say. And a lot of those things got you and I in trouble. A lot of those things got some of you in prison. Some of you, amen, your life fell apart because of the decisions you made. Amen. But now that you're a Christian, how many believers do we have in the house? Now that you're a believer, God's desire is that you live life through his perspective. How God sees things. Isaiah 55 verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The Message Bible says these words, "I don't think the way you think." Come on, somebody. "I don't work the way you work. As high as the sky soars high above earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work, and the way I think is beyond the way you think." In other words, God does not think the way you think. I mean, sometimes we have thinking. His ways are not our ways. Your movidas are not his movidas. Come on, somebody. Your way you move, the way is not the way he moves. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so if his ways are higher than our ways, and if his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and if he works different than the way we work, then we need to grab the mind of God. How many need to grab the mind of God? Somebody say, "I need to grab the mind of God." We need to grab the mind of God so we can see things God's way. Amen. And the more we see things God's way, and the more we think like God, then the more we'll be successful. How many want to be successful? How many want to prosper? That is looking at life through God's eyes. How many know there's a lot of choices we make? Every day, there are choices we make. Every day, there's decisions that you and I have to make. And we need the wisdom of God. I can't lean on my own understanding in the choices I make, in the decisions I make. Because if I do that, I'm going to find myself, amen, many times choosing the wrong thing. How many know God sees what we can't see? God sees the danger that is ahead of us. Who's ever been to Big Bear? You go up there and you drive up there. And how many know there's a lot of bends and turns? And many times you don't know what's around that bend. You don't know what's around that turn. And then so that's how life is sometimes. Life is filled with bends. Life is filled with turns. Life is filled with the unexpected. And we need to be in prayer so that when those things that we face, those unexpected things, those things that we didn't see coming, those things that may surprise us, that as we're in prayer already, that we can make the right decision in the middle of the crisis. This is why we need to pray. God, I need to see life how you see life. I need to think how you think, Lord God. I need to have your perspective. And many times, God will... How many of those only three answers? Yes. How many of we like the yeses? No. We don't like the noes. And wait, we don't like the waits. But in those choices, as we have the mind of Christ, then we're able to receive the no. When we have the perspective of Christ, then we're able to wait on the Lord. But without that perspective, without having the mind of Christ, the mind of God, then we jump ahead, amen, and we make bad decisions. Who's ever jumped ahead and made some bad decisions? Secondly, wisdom is needed in your daily life. How many know we don't live here at church? It'd be a blessing to live here at Keep It Real. Amen. Every day just enjoying the worship and hearing Pastor Reggie preach and being in fellowship. Amen. But we don't live here. Me and my wife don't live at our church. Me and my wife try not to fight at church. Can I keep it real? We all look good at church. Amen. You look beautiful today. But we don't live life here. We receive direction here. We receive guidance here. But you live life at home. Come on, somebody. You live life raising your kids. You live life raising, in your marriage. You live life, amen, at work. You live life, amen, there's bills, there's sickness, there's financial problems, amen. But when you pray, what you're doing is you're involving God in your life. God, I need you in my marriage. Come on, somebody. I need you in my kids. I need you in my finances. I need you in my health, Lord God. I need you to come into my life. And it's a daily thing. That how many know when you're falling apart, God doesn't get the glory? When you're all bummed out, when you're looking like a cobayo, big old long face, big old eyes, and all sad and depressed, God doesn't get glory in that. But it's when you and I begin to seek God. God, I'm going through this trial. God, I'm going through this circumstance. God, I'm going through this problem, God. But I need you. You're the Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end, Lord. You're the author and the finisher of my faith. God, you said you bless me in the city. You bless me in the country. You'll make me the head and not the tail. God, you said I'll be above and not beneath. And you begin to speak God's word and God's life into your situation. Then things begin to change. I like what Pastor Reggie said. You don't need to go to Benny Hinn to get a word. Come on, somebody. Or whoever you like. Amen. You can just go straight to the word of God and begin to speak it over your life. Amen. And see God move in your circumstance. God gets glory that even when you're going through a trial, you still have the peace of God. When you're facing hardship, you still got the joy. You might have lost your job. Your car might have broke down. Your money's funny and your change is strange. Come on, somebody. But you still got the victory. God is still on the throne. God is going to meet your need. Because you're living through God's eyes. You're living through the wisdom of God. Amen. God's involved in your relationships. God's involved in your family. God's involved in your health. God's involved in your finances. How many know marriage is hard work? Come on. Can I get a shout out, married couples? Marriage is hard work. Me and my wife this month on the 20th, right? Hallelujah. We're going to be celebrating 21 years. 21 years. But the only thing that's kept our marriage together was prayer and the wisdom of God, amen, and being able to understand each other. Sometimes you may think you got your spouse down. Come on. Come on, husband. You think you got your wife down? You know what? You know, you can read her like a book, and all of a sudden, God throws a curveball. Come on. And you got to say, God, give me wisdom to understand, to go through the situation. Same way with the wives. Amen. You might think you have your husband down. But amen, God throws a curveball sometimes. And sometimes it's prayer that keeps the marriages together. Amen. Every day, praying for our marriage. God, give me the wisdom to be the husband that you called me to be. God, give me the wisdom to be the wife that you called me to be. Give me the wisdom to be the father that you called me to, the mother that you called me to be. And God begins to download that wisdom into you and I. Because it comes through prayer. James says, when we don't know what to do, ask of him and he'll give it to us generously. Wisdom also gives you discernment. The ability to judge well. Somebody say judge well. To be judge people. Amen. Not like Judge Judy. You're not Judge Judy putting everybody down. But you're able to discern. You judge their spirit. You judge their fruit. Amen. Especially if you want to date somebody. Come on, somebody. You better put them under the microscope. Hallelujah. You better check them out. Hallelujah. Her out. And it comes through a lot of prayer. See, the devil, he uses circumstances. He uses people. He uses situations to get you back in the world. And without prayer, if you're not aware of the moves of Satan and where he's being a trickster and where he's deceiving, then it's really easy for you and I to get deceived. Discernment. When people talk about you and you're in prayer, amen, filled with prayer, you're able to discern. You're able to discern the source that it's coming from, where the root of it is, amen, that their words are not going to be a weight to you, that you can roll it off and say, man, you know what? Look at the source, hallelujah, and God can give you the victory. How many other people there, they're just there to distract you? How many have any haters? Come on. They just hate on you, amen. They just hate that you're blessed. They just hate that you love Jesus. They just hate that you got the joy of the Lord. And many times, man, those people will try to bring you down. And instead of them, amen, bringing you down, amen, you got to discern, amen, and know where it's coming from, amen, and begin to shake it off, hallelujah. Say, you know what? You're not going to steal my joy, hallelujah. You're not going to steal my victory, hallelujah. You're not going to steal, amen, all that I have in Christ. Because many people, they hate. They hate on the people of God. They hate the things of God. They hate a happy marriage. They hate a peaceful family. And they try to bring people down. You can sense their spirit. You know God has given us a sixth sense? And that's the ability, amen, to sense a spirit. You ever walk into a place and you go, man, I got a bad vibe in there. That's your sixth sense. God has given us the sixth sense, amen. And we can begin to use that sense, amen, over people, over situations, over places and locations, amen. And as you pray, God will give you the victory. Three things real quick. I want to talk about the blessings of wisdom. Number one is when you have the wisdom of God, it brings order and purpose in your life. The opposite of order is chaos. When you don't have the wisdom of God, amen, things get chaotic, things get crazy, amen. There's no order. But wisdom, amen, brings harmony. Somebody say harmony. You have fulfillment. You're fulfilled, amen. The wisdom brings, amen, purpose. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, which means everything works for you. How many need things to work for you and not against you? And when you have the wisdom of God, and God, as he download his wisdom, everything works for you. I got enough stuff going against me already. Amen. I need more stuff working for me. Amen. And as God downloads his wisdom to you and I, amen, things begin to turn around in your favor. Also, wisdom brings a right relationship with you and the Lord. When you have the wisdom of God, you're aligned in right relationship. Your thinking is aligned. Come on. Oh, amen. It's getting quiet this morning, this afternoon. When Pastor Reggie's picking up an offering, come on. And a lot of people say, oh, all the church wants is my money. What money? Hallelujah. Your mind is aligned. So, man, he's preaching the word of God. When your pastor is preaching on fornication, come on, somebody. Your mind is aligned. Amen. You have the wisdom of God. You say, you're aligned with God. Amen. Your ways are aligned with God. Your words are aligned with God. Your thoughts are aligned with God. You realize that God is the creator. And we're the creation. Come on, somebody. You realize that he's the father. And you're the child. You realize, amen, that he's the master. And you and I are the servant. What you do is you put God in this proper place. Somebody say, put God in this proper place. You have the wisdom of God and you're aligned with God. You ever drive something that's unaligned? That's the way some people are spiritually. They're unaligned. Because they're not prayed up. They're not having the wisdom of God. But when you get into prayer and God begins to download his wisdom, you start being aligned. You're in accordance to the word of God. Amen. And God can bless your life. God's not going to bless something that's unaligned. He can't bless you if you're twisted. Come on, twisted sister. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says these words. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is what? Spiritual, judges all things. Yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind? Oh, here it is. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Somebody say, I have the mind of Christ. Oh, come on. Let me keep it real. Come on. Say it louder. I have the mind. If we were at a Raiders game, a Raiders stadium, amen, you'd be like, ah. Well, only me and Brother Jose would be yelling. I don't know if there's any Raider fans here. But, if, oh, there you go. Amen. Right there. You'd be screaming, ah, Jesus. Somebody say, I have the mind of Christ. In other words, you're aligned with God. Amen. When God says no, then it's you're cool with the no. When God says yeah, you're cool with the yes. When God says wait, amen, then you take a chill pill. Hallelujah. Because you're using God's will. You recognize that serving God, amen, is giving up your way. You surrender your will. It's no longer about you. It's no longer about your agenda, your plan, but it's about God's plan for your life. How many want to be a good spouse, a good parent, a good, amen, Christian, single, amen, person of integrity? You can't do that on your own. Amen. Because every day choices will speak to you. Choose me, choose me, choose him, choose him, choose her, choose her. Every day, amen. And you got to look at those choices and you say, God, I want to see this your way. And as you seek God, you surrender. God, I want to surrender. This is what I want. This is my desire. But if it's not what you want for my life, then I surrender. I surrender my will. Amen. And how many know God is not in a hurry with your life? God is looking to build you. God wants you to be that man, that woman of God. See, the problem with us was not the drugs. The problem with us was not the alcohol. The problem with us is that we were stubborn. Come on. Some of you were bulldozed, man. Stubborn. Couldn't get you to do anything. But now that we're saved and born again, and now that we're living this new life in Christ, that old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new, amen. God wants to break that stubbornness in you and position you for blessings, position you for success, position you for prosperity, amen, where everything works in your favor, even when everything seems like it's against you. Man, as the musicians come up, I want to close with this. What looks good in the flesh is not always good. Come on. That eye candy. How many know what I'm talking about? That eye candy. Amen. You got to bring it up before the Lord. Say, God, seek God in prayer. For that circumstance, that situation, that condition, amen. I don't know about you, but I need the wisdom of God. God, I need your wisdom in my home. I need your marriage. I'm not that smart without Jesus, amen. You're not that smart without Jesus. God, I need your grace. I need your mercy, God. I need you in my life, amen. And many times we like to jump the gun. Because it looks good to the eye, and we're quick to jump to it. Amen. It looks pleasing to the eye. Amen. Don't be too quick to jump to what looks good to your eye. You got to pray and say, God, let me pray about this, man. Don't let your emotions dictate you. Don't let your thoughts dictate you if they're not aligned with Christ. Say, God, let me have your mind in this situation. Let me have your mind in this problem. Let me have your mind in this circumstance. Let me have your mind in my desires. And is it wrong to like somebody of the opposite sex? I hope not the same sex. You never know. It's 2018. Amen. No, nothing wrong with these, you know, liking somebody. But you got to bring it before the Lord. Amen. Bring it before the Lord and say, God, I want your will for my life. I don't know about you, but I want God's best. How many want God's best? God's best comes through prayer. When you don't know what to do, when all your emotions are going everywhere, I mean, our emotions can fool us. You say, God, I don't want my emotions to persuade me to do things. I don't want my eyes that I see is good to move me. I don't want to go by my own thinking and my own understanding. I want to surrender my will to your will. I want to be aligned. I don't know what to do. You begin to declare, God, I need you in my life. You begin to pray. Amen. Pray. Discern. Pray again. And discern. Pray and discern. And guess what? I mean, the God that we serve speaks to us too. It's not just a one-way relationship. My name is Jimmy, 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 gimme, gimme, gimme. No, God wants to speak to you. Amen. God confirms through his word. God confirms through his spirit. Amen. God confirms through your pastors. And God begins to move in your life. Amen. I want every head bowed, every eye closed. I pray that you were encouraged this afternoon. You're here this afternoon. I don't know everybody here. But you're here this afternoon and you say, Pastor, I've been living my life the way I've been wanting to live it. I've been living life on my own understanding. And I realized this afternoon, I'm in need of a Savior. My life is a mess. My choices got me into trouble. My choices got me into court. My choices got me in and out of jail. My choices got me hooked on drugs and alcohol. My choices got me nowhere. And you realize that you need God's grace and God's wisdom in your life. You're here this afternoon, you say, I need Jesus. Would you lift up your hands? Anybody here, you need Jesus. I see this hands going up. Somebody else, real quick, before I change the order of the service. Hallelujah. Amen. Real quick, you lifted up your hands. Would you stand? You lifted up your hands. Would you stand? Amen. I see he's on his heart. Somebody else, real quick. You want Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. My sister, would you come? I'm going to have our pastor is going to come and pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can stay right there. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to change the order of the service. I want to minister to the church. You hear church, and I don't know what I said. It made sense. But God spoke to your heart this afternoon. You're here this afternoon, and there's an area in your life you say, man, I need the wisdom of God. I have a situation. I have a circumstance. I have a hardship that I'm facing right now, and I need God to lead me and guide me. I want to open up this altar. You come. I want to pray with you. I want my wife to help pray with you as well. Amen. I want to agree with you that God would begin to download, amen, his wisdom into your life. Amen. I want to open up the altar. You come. God spoke to your heart. You come. We just want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Somebody else. Somebody else. Somebody would join this on these hearts. Amen. And say, God, I need your grace. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for tuning into this week's message. We hope that you were encouraged and inspired. For more information about our church, visit kirchurch.com or follow us on Instagram at kirchurch.